Oh, yeah. Suggested music from New Language. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and a very good, sunny, and beautiful morning it is. I've been looking forward to checking this band out for quite some time. In studio with Ships Have Sailed, the brainchild behind that, Will Carpenter, is here. They've got a Friday, September 20th show at the Highland Park Bowl. Brand new single is called Stay. We get to hear a stripped down version of that. So now, live from our beautiful Julie Lawton Design Build Studios in Laguna Beach, please welcome Ships Have Sailed. Carpenter, Ships Have Sailed, and that song was Drive. I mistakenly said it was going to be Stay, but I was so excited to hear the stripped down version of Stay. I couldn't contain myself. That was Drive. Brand new, by the way, Stay, and this is the stripped down version of Stay. Once again, please welcome Will Carpenter and Ships Have Sailed.
Weary eyes and a sad smile. Saving herself for the next time. Behind the scars, there's still a light. She just needs the spark that's gonna make her heart ignite. And I know that I will stay with you, even when the night is long. after all your friends go home. I know that you will stay with me, even when the light is low, after all the crowds are gone. I know that I will stay with you. Every day is like the first time. Seeing her face in the sunlight. Little things make me feel so alive. And the tiny shiver when I take her hand in mine. And I know that I will stay with you, even when the night is long, after all your friends go home. I know that you will stay with me, even when the light is low, after all crowds are gone. I know that I will stay with you. Is it true? Did I live without you, baby? When I'm with you, suddenly everything makes sense in different ways. And as long as you will, I know I will stay with you, even when the night is long, after all your friends go home. I know that you will stay with me, even when the night is low, after all the crowds are gone. I know that I will stay with you.
Yeah, exactly what I wanted there, man. That was really cool. Stripped down version of Stay, Ships Have Sailed, and Will Carpenter. Let's come on in for a conversation here. Can't wait to sit down and chat with him. In the meantime, one of my favorites is, I was actually stalking him over the last few days and checking out some great music. I'm going to give you some more. Ships Have Sailed.
Sure. They say go with the flow.
The band is Ships Have Sailed. With us this morning, we have Will Carpenter live in studio. And I got to tell you, I am so excited. First of all, I've been listening to you guys for a while, but I really started stalking you over this past week and some songs. What a great library and catalog of music you have.
Thank you so much. And let me just say, I really love that choice that you just made. I feel like The Tide, the song you just played,
yes,
is, you know, it's a little bit buried in our full-length album, Mood Swings. I think it's number 7 or 8 or something.
Right.
And
Was that your choice to bury it? No?
Yeah, I make the decisions about the sequence. And, okay, and the sequence of the album does make sense. But, right, you know, the way I listen to an album is front to back.
Right.
You know, it's right, kind of an old school methodology.
There you go.
But I love an album that ties together and that you can listen to from first song to last song and really just get it.
Right.
So the sequence does make sense, but I feel like maybe because it was so deep, it kind of didn't get noticed as much as maybe I had hoped that it would. So I right, love the fact that you played that.
Yeah, it's a great song. And I mentioned to you off the air, and I'm not trying to blow smoke in your face, it has all the elements that I like in a song. It was just beautifully written, composed, just it's everything. It has that feel. It's a great vibe. You have a great vibe.
Thank you so much. Right back at you, man.
All right, right on. Thank you. Now, tell me about the first song we heard, Drive. What went into the writing of that?
So really, I was just feeling overly nostalgic that day. And I was in the studio, not really trying to do much, just kind of get together and throw paint, as they say, with a friend of mine. And I was just kind of having these nostalgic vibes, and that's kind of what we wanted to capture, is like, without being specific about any one thing, it's just capturing that that feeling of looking back, right, and wishing you were there.
Right. And when I mentioned just a second ago that you've got a great, that's exactly what you feel in that song. So you have captured what you were looking for.
Thank you so much.
Really, thank you. Now you do all the mixing, do you produce most of your music on your own?
Yeah, these days I do, although I have been working with co-producers just because I've noticed that when I do everything myself, I kind of get tunnel vision. And right, so I'm trying to branch out and work with people who, number one, are good people and good friends and who I get along with, and also who have slightly different instincts than I do, right, just so that we can kind of like push and pull each other, right, in different directions.
Are you easy to convince? If someone else has a different idea or wants to go a different direction?
Depends on if it's a good idea.
Well put, sir. Well put.
No, I mean, like, I'm not the least stubborn person in the world, I've been told. But, but you know, I think there is something to be said for knowing exactly what you want.
Right.
But what I've been trying to do lately is really, really absorb. If somebody else is feeling something strongly, I want to absorb why that is,
right,
and understand it. And if we don't end up going in that direction, at least I gave their idea the time of day to kind of like talk through it and listen, you know, I never listen to one thing one time and, right, be like, no.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever done that. Well, it's always worth at least, you know, a couple different listens, different tries.
I hear from sources that success really depends on being open and being available to hear other things.
Absolutely. And I mean, music, like everything, is always transitioning, right? Right. So if you can't transition and be at least slightly comfortable in the discomfort of a transition, right, then I think you're going to be stuck.
Now, you transitioned, speaking of which, you transitioned out of a band into this project, which is Ships Have Sailed.
Yeah.
Tell me about the confidence that you were feeling when that happened, or the lack of confidence, you know, to step out like that.
I was going to say lack thereof at the time. I mean, for any musicians who are listening right now and you've been in bands and whatever, like, you know, it's kind of like the dissolution of, you know, the band that I was in had 6 members. So it's right, like the dissolution of a 6-way marriage. Like,
right,
and it feels like the end of an era. And it's really just this, it's this really weird, depressing thing that can also be quite liberating if you allow it to. So at that time, you know, when I started writing the songs that became the first Ships Have Sailed EP, I didn't know that band was going to dissolve. I was treating it like a side project.
Right.
And as I kind of got further and further along in the development, that's kind of when things started to break apart with the other band I was in. And it it was not a comfortable time. The other band had a lot of promise, and we had a lot of stuff going on that could have led to a huge amount of success. And it was just kind of people not seeing eye to eye, and too many opinions, and too many people thinking we should do different things.
Too many cooks in the kitchen, as they say.
Something like that.
There can only be one Captain Kirk on the Enterprise.
So it was really a kind of a surprising and unfortunate situation to be that close to a level of success that we all had dreamed about, and kind of have it stall right before we got there. And I've always been a glass half full type of guy. I've had enough struggles in my life to teach me that a struggle is put there because probably you have the wherewithal to get through it. And so I chose to kind of lean into that optimism and look at this as an opportunity, and really just kind of put my all behind this project.
Right.
And so that's kind of how it started.
So I'm curious, somewhere inside you, is somewhere in your soul, is there a song about the breakup, or is there a song that could come out of that period in time?
I actually don't think I've written that song yet, so it must be hanging around somewhere.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's there somewhere. The last song we heard, the song Stay that you did, the second song we heard, beautifully stripped down version of that.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about Stay. Tell me about that song.
Okay, so
That grabs you. That's a grabber.
So it's a little bit of a long story, and I have to back up a little bit, because Stay was the second track we released this year. And in order to really capture Stay, I need to tell you about the first one, which was called Escape. So my wife and I have been dealing with a really difficult, long-lasting family situation over the past couple years. Her mom is really sick right now. And both of those songs kind of built themselves out of that experience. The first one, our first release this year, was called Escape, and it's really, really moody, and it's beautiful. I love that song, and it wrote itself in a 5-minute span of time when we were kind of reeling from shock after a week over on the East Coast, helping out in the hospital, kind of watching her mom almost die, which thankfully she didn't. But there was, it was a huge mystery what was going on. Nobody could figure it out, and she literally couldn't even drink water. So we were basically watching her starve to death. And we and her team of doctors finally figured out exactly what was going on. We got her on on a treatment regimen and stabilized, and we got to fly back to LA. Okay. We came back. There was nothing in our house. We went to go grab dinner, and this song just burst into my head as I was kind of trying to be there for my wife and reassure her and just be here are our next steps. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go back a lot more often, whatever. And this song popped into my head, and it wouldn't leave me alone. The whole thing wrote itself in about 5 minutes while I was standing out on the sidewalk, with a voice recorder and a memo pad on my phone. While it was starting to rain on me. And then it took a year to actually realize the vision of what that song needed to be. And then Stay, which is the polar opposite, right? Escape is dark and twisty and really cool, but Stay is just retro leaning and bubbly, and it's not really fast, but it makes you want to tap your feet and nod your head. And it's sappy, it's a love song. And it was kind of another one of those moments where we were dealing with another hurdle in this same situation, and I was just at my wit's end trying to deal with it. And then I just looked over to my left or wherever, and I was just like this is the person that I should be dealing with it with. No matter what happens, this is that person. And so I just wanted to capture that and put it in a song. And so that's
beautifully
the story of Stay.
First of all, beautifully described. And now when you listen to it, that's the image we'll have in our head, man. So right on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Tell me about the competition going on at the Hollywood Bowl. What's happening there?
Oh my God. This is the most exciting and most daunting thing simultaneously. So okay. We are currently in a competition online to play the Weekend Survive Music Festival at Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
There are so many artists in this competition, but we made the first cut and we're a day away from the end of the second round of voting. It's all like online voting based.
Okay.
And we are currently number one in our group. So if we stay number one in our group for the next 24 hours, we will get into the next round, which then they reshuffle the groups and we don't know who we're, you know, who we're up against. And then after that, there's like, I want to say, let's see, 16, 8, 4, 2. So there's like 4 1-day battle rounds.
Right.
After that.
So this
is like
intense.
really intense, man. But what I will say, if there are any of our diehard fans listening out there, thank you for having our backs. Like I get to see on my dashboard the votes come in as they come in.
Right.
And it is incredible how many people are putting calendar it's a 24-hour clock.
Right.
So it doesn't reset at midnight. So it's an extra pain.
Okay,
you know?
Right.
Like, because unless you hit that 25th hour, you can't vote again.
Right.
People are putting reminders in their phones and they're voting for us every single day. It's amazing.
That's awesome. How can new fans, how can our listeners help? Where do they go to vote?
Okay, so I'll tell you what. You can follow us at any place online at Ships Have Sailed. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and you can also connect with us on our website, but that's not super important for now. I will post a story directly after this, before I get back on the road up to LA. I'll post a story and I'll tweet with a link where you can go and find us and vote for us in the competition.
Beautiful.
Please and thank you in advance.
make sure you tag KX, the radio station. Make sure you tag KX93.5 as well as me. And then we'll go from there, man.
Absolutely.
I want you guys to succeed here. You missed any portion of this, you can pick it up on the podcast. It'll be up on our website a little bit later on, KX93.5. You pop down the podcast button. It's the Mornings with Ed. Ships Have Sailed. Will Carpenter in studio with us, man. Thank you so much for being here, Will.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a really fun conversation. Thanks to everybody who's listening.
Right on. Can we get you back soon?
Anytime, man.
All right, we'll look forward to it. After you win the Hollywood Bowl thing.
Oh, definitely have to come back and talk about
that. Yeah, we do. All right, Will Carpenter, thank you.